Good morning. It's Sunday, August 26, 2012. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, running a half marathon through downtown Winslow and beyond. Plus, musicals are coming to stages all over the listening area this fall.
But first, the phone book is no longer the office staple it once was. Many people turn to the internet to search for restaurants, shops, or service providers. A program launched earlier this month aims to help small businesses get online. I spoke with Scott Levitin, Director of Small Business Engagement for Google, the company behind the program Arkansas Get Online. He began the conversation by saying that 60% of small businesses in Arkansas are not online.
Which is pretty interesting when you think that pretty much everyone these days is looking online for products and services. You know, we've got our phones, our smartphones, we've got our tablets, our laptops. You know, we're connected at home, we're connected at work, we're connected even in the car, yet 6 out of 10 businesses, you know, do not have a website. You know, people are looking for somewhere to eat tonight, you know, somewhere maybe to get a haircut, or they have a plumbing disaster, and they're looking on the web.
Right. I'm sitting in front of my computer, and I just Google plumber.
Yes. And what do you get? You get a map. You get all the plumbers, and you get a map of plumbers, and there's probably a great plumber who's invisible. You know, so you will be choosing among those businesses. And so, you know, if you're invisible to your customers, you're invisible to your potential customers. You know, maybe you have that plumber that you worked with a couple years ago. And so where are you going to look for his number? You may look online. And if his number is not there, well, maybe you'll call somebody else. So we're seeing actually businesses that are online are growing 40% faster than those that are not online. So what we did is actually interestingly is we asked the question is why in 2012 would a business not be online? And we actually heard a couple of things. First thing is it's not that the businesses don't realize it's important, but there is the perception that, you know, getting online is hard. The truth is that getting online these days is, you know, doesn't require technical expertise, doesn't take a lot of time, and we're actually making it, you know, it's actually affordable, and we have a program which we've just launched in Arkansas that makes it free for any business to get online.
So, say that plumber, he went through his vocational training before the internet, and he doesn't know about the internet. He doesn't use the internet. He doesn't need it for his plumbing business. How do you make that plumber realize and learn that he really could benefit?
So there's a few things. So for, you know, I think that to get online, you do need to, for example, like if you need to be using you need to be using email in some way. I mean, you need to have some basic web skills. So if you can use the web as a consumer, you should be able to get your business online. And so I think the first thing is I would encourage people who are thinking they're looking at a mountain that is like Everest, that it's more like a hill. Now let's imagine that for the sake of argument that, you know, this plumber doesn't have any skills at all. You know, you'll know somebody. Maybe your nephew or niece or cousin or somebody who cares about you and who wants to see, you know, your business succeed. You know, we can do that. And it's good for the business. And if we can all get together, it'll be good for our community and good for our economy. We know we need the help.
So how does this Arkansas Get Online program make it easy?
So first thing is we've partnered with Intuit, who is a leader in professional websites, and they have a product called Site Builder, which is really not hard. It could take about an hour for a business to go from offline to online. If you're prepared, it takes about an hour. You sign up for your account. Again, it's free. You know, you get your customized domain name, so say scottsplumbing.com, and there's a relatively simple wizard that walks you through the process of building your website.
So I don't need to know HTML code or anything like that?
Oh, there's no coding needed. No coding.
So you mentioned if you're prepared and you're ready, it could take an hour. So what kind of things do you need? Your business's logo, pictures?
There's a couple of things. Of course, like you said, you need pictures of the business. You know, how would you explain? I think one of the most important things is knowing how you would explain your business to any member of the public who's interested. So, for example, you know, hey, I'm a plumber, and I specialize in this part of plumbing. I serve this area. I'm open these hours, and this is how you can reach me. You know, getting the fundamentals so that people can understand your business. And so also search engines can understand your business. And so when someone's looking...
Right, you don't want to Google plumbing and get a florist.
that's exactly what we don't want to do. You don't want to Google plumbing at a great florist. You don't want to plumb. You know, we want to connect. You know, but you don't want to Google plumber and get a plumber in California. You want a plumber in your area.
Right.
And I think it's really one of the interesting things we've learned from talking to businesses that have been getting online is we had one lady and she ran a secondhand clothing store. She said one of the most interesting implications, you know, things that happened beyond her business growing after she got online is she said, you know, my phone stopped ringing. I don't understand. So, like, why is that good? She said, well, my store was full. But before I got online, people used to call me and say, you know, what is your address? You know, how do I get there? And what hours are you open? Once I went online, they stopped calling. And so actually I had so much more time available to do, you know, kind of more important things. And this way people can help themselves and show up. And she said, you know, and I also realized that all these people that wanted to find me, because I made it hard, they never showed up in the first place. So it wasn't even the people that called. It was all these people that didn't call because they expected to find my information on the web, and they never showed up. Now they are showing up, and my business is growing.
Well, you know, that's funny that you mentioned a used clothing store, because literally a couple months ago, I wanted to sell some clothes to a used clothing store. You know, it's really just a couple blocks away from my work. I wanted to go online and see what hours they would, you know, buy my old clothes. Well, they didn't have a website, and so I did. I had to call to see what days and hours they were buying used clothes.
Yeah, but maybe you wouldn't have called.
Right.
Maybe, you know, okay, you know, you're busy. You know, we're all busy. You know, businesses say they're busy, but you know, your customers are busy. So make it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if you can spend, you know, literally hours. If you can spend less time than it takes you to do your laundry or mow your lawn, and you have a reasonable chance of growing your business, it seems like a reasonable investment of time. I mean, it's free, so it's a reasonable investment of money.
So how can Google and Intuit do this for free?
You know, for us, it's really, you know, we see this as being a benefit for everyone. You know, we know when businesses get online, they grow. At scale, it's good for the economy. But for us, Google, our business was built on connecting people to information. And if you think about 60% of businesses in Arkansas not being online, like, that's a lot of information. That's a huge information gap, you know, and that's not good for our users. So we would like to see, you know, more information on the web, which ultimately makes your experience on the web better, and that's good for us.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a seminar in Little Rock. Do you know if people attended?
We had hundreds of businesses attend the seminar in Little Rock. All the tools, resources, presentations are now live on our website, which is arkansasgetonline.com.
Okay. When did this program start? I know it started in Arkansas, you know, the 1st of August, but nationwide, when did it start?
We started with a small test in July of 2011 in Texas. And we had this idea, you know, we did the research, so businesses weren't online. We had this hypothesis, you know, we did the research as to why. And we said, can we help? Can we launch a program that makes it fast, easy, and free for businesses to get online? And the response has been tremendous. So we've been accelerating our efforts and going around the country. You know, we recognize that to connect with businesses, you need to connect locally. You need to connect in the communities, you know, with people who care deeply about their success.
Good deal. Part of our listening area covers a small part of southwest Missouri and then eastern Oklahoma. Do you have programs in Missouri and Oklahoma as well?
We do. So the website in Missouri is MissouriGetOnline.com, and Oklahoma is OklahomaGetOnline.com.
Okay. And then ArkansasGetOnline.com. All right.
That's right. And I've been in both Arkansas and Missouri as well,
okay.
Personally.
Well, thank you, Mr. Levitin. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Scott Levitin is the Director of Small Business Engagement with Google. I spoke with him earlier this week.